Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
I don't think my animals are different from anyone else's animals in that they tend to have very specific preferences for certain toys. Ollie has never had much interest in stuffed animals or plush toys at all. His big thing has always been balls. But like Fricka and her favorite soft toy, he also imbues his balls with certain special characteristics, ones I'm still trying to figure out. Recently, I had an excellent example of this. Ollie had a ball that he had played with so much that all of the outer fuzz was worn off, and it was really very, very disgusting. So when it disappeared, I didn't look that hard for it. He looked a little bit, but soon lost interest and turned his attention to one of his other balls. Knowing how attached he is to them, I tend to buy them in packs of three, and he always has two going at once, so that if one gets lost, there's another one that's got some wear on it. Because I do think that the scent of their own spit and whatever on a toy does make it more appealing to certain dogs. This may explain why dogs and cats sometimes aren't that thrilled by new toys, because they smell weird. They don't smell comfortable. They don't elicit any happy memories or whatever comes into an animal's mind when they play. What I think are some pretty doggone intricate and complex imaginary games with their toys. So the ball disappeared, and the ball stayed missing for months. I haven't seen that ball for, since winter. And then all of a sudden one day, Ollie was in the office upstairs, sitting in front of the wooden file cabinet that holds a printer tucked in the corner, and he's whining and staring. This happened shortly after I got up in the morning. I knew the only way I was going to discover what was under that file cabinet was either to move the whole thing out, which is a pain in the butt, or to get a yardstick and flail around under it and hope to drive whatever it was out. Being the good pet owner that I am, I got my yardstick, got down on my hands and knees in my robe and nightgown, and flailed away. And lo and behold, out came the grungy ball, which Ollie greeted as if a long-lost brother. Since that time, he's played with it every day. And yet there was one occasion when I was playing fetch with him while I was doing my yoga, which I'm the first to admit is probably not conducive to a serene meditative state, but it's a routine that we've developed over the years. And I was on my mat, and I tossed the ball into the living room that was in semi-darkness because it was early in the morning and I hadn't turned on any lights there. And he came back without the ball. When I looked for it, I couldn't find it. But in the meantime, he found another ball. That distracted him, and I completely forgot about the grungy one. But then this morning, it suddenly appeared again. And so now, the grungy ball is back from wherever it went, and Ollie is at one again. Even though I never got the impression that Ollie wasn't at one when he had lost it. But obviously there was something missing in his life relative to the grungy ball on the particular day that caused him to what? Suddenly remember the day that the ball rolled under the file cabinet back in the corner? Or was it something else? Did he know where the ball was all along? But it wasn't that big a deal for him. Whatever void it filled in his life wasn't there at that time. And then one day, when the void did exist, he went to that place and he asked me to retrieve that special ball. I'm not smart enough to know. But I do know that it's this kind of behaviors in companion animals that daily make me think about all I don't know about animals in addition to all I do.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.